see yet. So anytime there's new features in daemons, new daemons to use, or new interactions between daemons, you have to write new policy to match. This is the strict policy, of course. Attack of policy, that there's much less requirements for writing policy. Policy has to be ordered so to make sure it meets its goals. There's a lot more work that needs to be done in this regard, just checking policy and verifying that it does precisely what we want it to do, and perhaps putting more assertions to avoid corner cases. Need to add support for Security Enhanced X. Security Enhanced X will allow the X server to be what's called a trusted object manager. So the X server will then enforce SLM's policy. So anytime you want to do an X operation, it will be checked against SLM's policy. So for example, if you have a program that's dealing with secret data, then a untrusted program will not be able to copy the window of that program and see the secret data. Data that's in the clipboard would have to be managed by a program such as KDE's Clipper. Every bit of data in the clipboard would have a SLM type assigned to it, and would have rules determining which processes could read which type of data from the clipboard. This would solve these problems you see when you're on IRC, of someone typing a semi-random string of 8 characters into IRC, which you can probably guess is their password from somewhere. They're just pasting the wrong window by mistake. With SLinux, with Security Enhanced X, the type of the data that will have a password unit would not be permitted to be pasted into an IRC window. This problem would be solved. Of course, the clipboard manager would then have to have the ability to support relabeling of data, because you, if you decide you want to paste some data in a way that perhaps would not normally be permitted, which I think would be anything you want to paste to IRC, you would then have to relabel it to a context that's, that permits that operation. And making this user-friendly will be a bit of a challenge for us. But this is what we need to do to get proper security. Currently, any X client can totally own you. So, for example, you were to SSH to a hostile machine, and this is a machine owned by a hostile, run by a hostile person, or has been cracked. If you were to SSH such a machine with X forwarding turned on, then without you knowing it, the entire contents of your screen could be copied. X events could be sent to running processes that you have, and your keyword could be read. And also, keyword events can be inserted. So the machine is entirely taken over without you necessarily even realizing it. And so Security Enhanced X will stop this. But it's a lot of work to do. There's already some code in the X.org repository, I believe, for this. It's only the subcode. There's a lot more that needs to be done. Another thing that needs to be done is writing policy for MLS. MLS policy isn't very complete yet, only because until very recently no one's working on it. So now there's a lot of demand for MLS support from military organisations. So there's a lot of commercial opportunities there, and a lot of people want to get involved in it. So we'll do a lot of work in that regard. One thing that's been a bit of work has been done on is policies to give functionality equivalent to BSC secure levels. One of the BSC variants has what they call secure levels, and you can change this number, and you can only increase the security. And increasing security means certain operations are denied, operations such as direct writes to block devices, mounting and mounting files, etc. This means the administrator can put a machine into a mode where no one, not even himself, can change it. And so there's, I believe, use in having similar functionality on SELinux. So you could just change the value of a Boolean to deny certain operations, and also deny change the Boolean back. So therefore you'll be unable to load policy, unable to turn SELinux off, unable to change Booleans, and therefore the machine would run in its current form until you reboot it. And this means it would be much harder for someone to attack it remotely. One thing that's been worked on right now is to split security administrator from system administrator. Of course, this isn't going to be very complete, because the administrator can always do direct writes of block devices to change the shadow file to take over the machine anyway. And the security administrator could always change passwords to take over the system administrator account. But it's sort of more just a separation of roles rather than a security enforcement issue. Okay, that's it. Do we have any more questions? Yep. Yes, there's been quite a lot of benchmarking. Now, the performance of it greatly depends on what operations you're performing. If you're doing a disk access, then 10 millisecond disk seek is so much longer than anything SELinux might do, you won't notice any difference. So something like running MySQL, SELinux won't have any impact you could measure. Where the impact is in interpost communication and CoTY operations. These are operations that have no I.O., just kernel operations. And for some operations, the overhead might be as high as 7% or 9% on a heavily loaded system. This is not a system running one process. This is a system running many processes doing many things at once. Because to get this that much overhead involves issues of cache thrashing, etc. So it requires a fairly heavy load on the system. So 9%, I think, is the highest number I've ever heard reported. And that was when they were trying to make it perform badly. So normally, in normal case, it would be a lot less than that. Also, there's been quite a bit of work done recently to optimize SE Linux. One area that's been worked on a lot was optimizing SE Linux for SMP. The early releases had some severe problems with large SMP systems. So once you got to 4 CPUs or more, performance started to lack quite a lot because there was a single lock on the access vector cache. The way things work in SE Linux is the actual policy itself is hashed. And so when a lookup is done, first the cache is checked. If not in the cache, it goes to the hash tables, gets the data, and puts it in the cache. And the cache has contention issues, of course, for writing. And so the previous version would just lock the entire cache for every access. And so you have 4 CPUs all trying to access it, then, of course, that's a big problem. So there were some algorithm changes used to use read copy update for the cache, which and a few other changes as well to reduce locking, and that greatly improved performance. And so now the overhead on 32 CPUs isn't much greater than it is on one CPU. And so 9% I think you regard as being an absolute worst case scenario, usually much less than that. There are other things in recent Linux distributions that have more overhead than SE Linux. I believe that XX Shield is likely to have more overhead than SE Linux in many situations. The randomization of executables using Pi, I think, is also likely to have more overhead. So if you use some of these things, another thing is 4/4 kernels. If you're running on a 386 class machine and you have 4 gigs of RAM and you want to allow a process to access 4 gigs of RAM as well, there's a kernel patch to allow this, and this has huge overhead. And this overhead will be probably at least 4 or 5 times as much as SE Linux. So you have this and XX Shield and Pi enabled, SE Linux will just lost in the noise, I think. Okay, any more questions? Yes? No, I don't. Backups are not really my thing, and I haven't been investigating this. So the only things I know of that work well with SE Linux is STAR and using DD on a LVM snapshot. I'm sorry, I'm not an expert in this area. But basically, the full answer is any backup program that supports XAdders will work. So I'm sure there are some commercial backup programs out there that just happen to you to back up XAdders and they'll just work without any modification. So if you ask your favorite backup vendor, do they support XAdders? If they say yes, and importantly, if they support XAdders on all objects, then it'll work. I haven't got any evidence, but I have a strong suspicion that many backup programs will use XAdders on files only and not on symlinks. Because they'll think to themselves, why would someone want an XAdder on a symlink? SE Linux relies on XAdder on everything, and so if a program makes such assumptions, then it won't work very well. Okay, do we have any other questions? Okay, thank you for your time.
Tutorial day, actually tomorrow, and then next day is the main conference. So, thank you. Have a good night. No, it's for tomorrow. We just had to
This is my personal record. I don't feel walking out or even at all. So.
Well, I think that that was the rumor, but actually the food is for tomorrow. Oh, oops.
gentlemen.
No, it's on mute.
Ladies and gentlemen.
See, that's nice and loud.
Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen.